from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. As President Trump cracks down on immigrants in the U.S. illegally, some families are wondering if it's safe to send their children to school. The Trump administration announced Tuesday it would allow federal immigration agencies to make arrests at schools, churches, and hospitals, ending a decades-old policy. New Jersey is leading a multi-state challenge to Trump's executive order to end birthright citizenship. State Attorney General Matt Platkin says it's an assault on the text of the U.S. Constitution and the 14th Amendment.
It's an attack on the very fabric of this nation, this diverse nation, a nation of immigrants. It's an attack on states like New Jersey, home to Ellis Island, in the shadow of the Statue of Liberty.
The 14th Amendment of the Constitution, ratified after the Civil War, grants citizenship to all persons born or naturalized in the United States and provides equal protection under the law. President Trump didn't release a report on those mysterious drones popping up over New Jersey, but he told reporters he's instructed his chief of staff to immediately look into it. Chief of Staff Susie Wiles is from New Jersey and has now been tasked with putting that report together for the president. Trump didn't give a timetable as to when it'll be released. In his final year as New Jersey governor, Phil Murphy putting early education towards the top of his priority list. The governor visited an elementary school on Tuesday to underscore a commitment to getting more kids enrolled in free programs.
Governor Murphy says one major step ahead is ensuring that every school district in New Jersey offers free full-day kindergarten. The vast majority already do.
But there are still some districts that are falling short.
Murphy adds this year his administration will move forward with the goal of making free universal pre-K a reality in the Garden State.
This is not just an educational investment, which it is. It is an economic investment as well, because we will save every parent money by offering them a free, safe, and enriching environment to lead their child during the workday.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
The cold snap continues, and boy, is it freezing cold this morning. Northwestern New Jersey below zero in many spots, down to 15 below in Sussex County. Along the southern coast, we're in the teens above zero. We're going to see highs in the upper teens to around 20 today. Similar to yesterday, some clouds early on along the Jersey shore, then lots of sunshine. Hopefully winds stay light. Partly cloudy and cold tonight, lows around 10. Now let's talk about a little bit of a warm-up here. Sun and clouds tomorrow, highs in the upper 20s, and then lots of sunshine Friday and Saturday. High temperatures will make it to around the freezing mark in the lower 30s. New Jersey weather made possible by Trinity Rehab. Still having neck, back, shoulder, or leg pain, let the physical therapists at Trinity Rehab help. With locations all over New Jersey and Pennsylvania, and same-day appointments with no prescription needed to get started, check them out at trinity-rehab.com.
Flemington is -1, Freehold is 7, Pennsville is 12. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.